Do you think there's any like drawbacks or downsides of love?
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes. They're all the worst, because if you love fully, you lose fully. The depth to which you love is the depth to which you will feel loss. And that's the agreement you make always when you love something or someone. So that right there, total, awful, awful negative about love. Mm. But it's worth it.
Welcome back. Welcome home. You are here, podcast episode 268. Mm. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for stopping
by.
Oh,
it feels so good.
It feels so good.
This machita has me buzzing.
Buzzing?
Yeah. I feel weird. I feel weird.
All I got to say is before we start things, you look skinny.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that.
Skinny.
We're going to hit Skinny Dave today. We're going to hit...
Well, I like this. What are we...
What else are we hitting?
We're hitting... Feeling lovely now.
Oh, wow. I can't good. Wait for that. I can't
feeling
wait for
nice.
That. So a checkup on Mike.
Happy.
This one's going to be called Checkup.
Checkup. I like that.
Has a lot to
Dude,
do with
I like
this.
Starting things off like this.
Yeah, yeah. That's a new thing. You never know what you're going to get here, but I tell you what you know you're going to get is a sponsor shout out.
Yes.
From Coach O'Hagan. We're doing OhaganCareerCoaching.com. If you guys have any kind of like nervousness, jittery energy about, you know, you're going into a new job, you just got an interview email. Someone's wants to interview you for the job of your dreams, right? You're coming out of college, you're changing career paths, you're in the middle of your life, you're in beginning stages, later stages, whatever the case. We get rusty, man.
Yeah, it's hard to know what they want.
Dude, it gets scary. You're walking in an office building or some place you've never been. You're speaking to someone you never spoke to before. Yeah. Wouldn't you want a coach? Wouldn't 100%. You want someone to be behind you?
I didn't have it.
Yeah, man, me neither. Yeah. Me neither. And, you know, we have somebody for you, and his name's Coach O'Hagan.
I mean, he's got all the answers. I mean, he's going to get you prepped for that day, that big day.
Come on.
The big interview. If you're feeling that, you get onto the website, OhaganCareerCoaching.com. Boom.
That's it.
Thank you so much. And shout out to the patrons. Patreon.com/youarehere podcast. That was a nice little like rhyme beat scheme.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Nice
man.
Bars, dude. Dude, if you want to support us, it's the best way to do it.
Only way.
We got behind the scenes interview clips. We're outside on the street talking to people. Mm-hmm. There's wacky stuff that happens. Dude. We talk about the, you know, it's a little bit unfiltered. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit unfiltered.
Yeah.
You know? And that's cool. It's always cool to see behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always love seeing that.
Yeah.
You know? So if you want to see that, get on there. Patreon.com/youarehere podcast. And also,
AnytimeActorsLab.com. Shout out AnytimeActorsLab.com. You want to be an actor. You're afraid. You don't know where to go.
Where do I start?
How do I get any kind of tool belt? You always say tool belt, Dave. An actor wants a tool belt. Where do I get tools? How do I find the belt? AnytimeActorsLab.com. Adam Ladder's handing out tool belts, acting tool belts.
That's crazy.
But you got to, hey, you got to sign up.
Yeah.
You got to join in. Do you want to live truthfully under imaginary circumstances? AnytimeActorsLab.com is the place for you. Dude, so here we are, bro.
Yeah, dude.
We're back, baby. We're back.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Checkup.
Checkup.
We're doing a checkup.
Let's check up, man.
Speaking of checkups,
first of all,
bro,
stop, pause right now. How are you doing right now? Think about how are you feeling?
What's jittery, new? Dude. Nervous, jittery. I don't know why. Mm. I got like a...
No,
like
I was doing like a 4D, like tell the listener.
Oh, okay.
Stop it up. Check in with yourself.
Go
See
ahead.
What's going on.
Go ahead.
Because I needed this. I needed a check-in. And I think that's exactly what I did this weekend.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I finally checked in. And dude, I realized, dude, there's things that are just so beautiful about life.
Like what?
Just being able to like spend time with people. Like the fact that there's people that like want to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or like willing to just like start something new with you, or you meet, or you know what? I have so many places I want to go, man. There's like connections that were like crossed from across the world. I went out to the city. I met some dude from a recommendation from when I was in Japan.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And there's like crazy stories of like connecting like a lost record to a family, a person. Dude, it's...
What?
It's wild.
Wait, what's that?
It's wild. So all I want to say first, we're going to get into
it. Okay.
First, I want to say, just, I felt like a lot of times in my life, I felt like lonely. I felt like things I liked or like I was into, mm-hmm. no one else really liked or like was into it. But you find those places. Mm-hmm. Like you like records, you go to a record store. That dude is a nerd and wants to knows everything about it. Next time, dude, you go talk to them.
Yeah.
And you got a someone that you can like not feel alone anymore with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that connected me with like people across the world. When I was over there, this dude recommended me a shop in Brooklyn. He's like, this is my favorite shop. And I go there and the guys are awesome. And it's a cool, dope record store and has awesome things. I got some records. And then I go to my homie at Thumbbody. Shout out Thumbbody.
Shout out.
He knows that place. And then hits me up and is like, dude, that's a great place. Like, you know, like, and then we start talking about like preserving like history and like records and stuff like that. And how it's like such a, it's a big overlooked thing when you think about records and stuff. Like, I think there's people out there now that buy records and like have it as merch. There's people that don't even have a record players, like young kids. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like a cool thing like to have merch like that. You know what I mean? Cause it's kind of like a poster you can put on your wall, something
right.
like that.
Right.
So it's like cool to see the how this kind of thing changed to like the uses and why people like it and stuff right. like that. And then we're talking about that and he's like, dude, I actually have something from like a question for you. He's like, dude, so a friend that he knew through one of my friends, like boyfriends, knows me. And then basically the connection is there was a record he was looking for in Korea.
Okay.
And they found the record over there. And it's this group that like never got published for like 25 years or something. And they finally got republished. And it's this like old funk soul band from Korea.
What's their name?
It's Kim Trio. And they found this record and there's a guy on the cover. And like we're like talking. This guy's like, I think, like I was talking to this kid. And he says he knows you and he knows this friend. And I think the guy on this record is like related to this dude's someone in this family.
Whoa.
And it's like, I'm like, dude, even if like, if it's not true or not, I still don't know. I still have to like talk to my friend. But like, just the fact that one day of me, if I didn't go out to the city on Sunday, you know, and talk to that guy to hit me up to go somewhere else, I wouldn't have gone to this other place and gone to here and then had this conversation and had this crazy realization.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just, it makes me feel like, dude, I feel like we're always missing opportunities where we could be like connecting, you know? And all those times that I was like feeling alone and dark and sad and then like nothing is there out for me, like matches with me, mm-hmm. like you just got to kind of look up, mm-hmm. you know, and there's something there.
Yeah.
There's going to be something there.
Yeah.
Because there are other people that are, even if you like the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that's enough to just have like a friendship.
Right.
You know?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just a beautiful thing. And it made me happy, dude. Like I've caught myself when I was like in the car, like you said one podcast, you're like, when you're smiling in the car, you know, and you're driving, you're just smiling. You're like, that's when you know life's good, you know, what it is. So I was feeling that.
That's
dude.
Beautiful.
And it felt good.
I'm glad you felt that
it
way.
It made me thankful, dude, for everything I got.
Gratitude for you life. Know?
Things could be a lot worse.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They always could be, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you felt that way, bro.
Thanks.
Honestly, man. I'm glad your weekend was like, oh, I love my life. I'm Mike Nowicki and I love my life.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. I'm glad you felt that way, bro.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
That's awesome, dude. I had that last week. Obviously, we were talking about it a lot.
Yeah.
But like big news with us and then pods growing and things were happening with the film. And it's funny though how life will like give you those moments and then will give you some kind of other thing. It's like you're climbing up a hill, you reach the mountaintop up and you're like, wow, the sun feels so nice up here. And then you're like backsliding down the hill.
Yeah.
So my grandma always say hills and valleys. She'd always say life is like hills and valleys. So just be ready. Because if you're on a hill, you're about to be in a valley.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. You ever think about mortality? You ever have thoughts about your health? You ever like checking on it? Because you've been pretty active.
Yeah.
Right? Like recently.
Yeah.
More this year.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah.
So have I. Right. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was doing good, and you know, I'm getting on my shit. I'm getting my teeth fixed. I'm getting my health in order. I'm taking care of my skin. All this stuff. I'm feeling more responsible for my life.
Yeah.
Right. So one of the things that I had was scheduled was a physical.
Oh.
I hadn't had one in a while.
Haven't done that in 10 years.
see, so I had my physical, right?
Yeah.
Had my physical. I had to get blood work same day, right?
Mm.
So you know, I'm nervous at the physical. I'm getting asked all these questions about my health and this and that. I'm feeling good though. I'm like, you know, I'm active. I eat right for the most part. Yeah. You know, I work out hard. I'm gonna crush this.
Yeah.
You know, I go to this blood work place. So the doctor's like, oh, that's all well and good. Like, now let's go get numbers from you. So go to this lab. And she gives us two options. She says, you can go to the one here at the hospital, right? It may take you a little bit longer, though, because there's a lot of people that are going to be there. Or you can go to this little lab, right? And there's just no one's ever there.
A little lab.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound.
And I'm like, oh, great. Me and my wife are like, yeah, it's great. Like, we'll be in and out. Perfect. Mm. Now, I don't like needles. I don't like blood. I get lightheaded.
Yeah.
I forget what it, vasage or something. I don't know. Mm. It's another term for lightheadedness around blood, I guess. So your boy can't handle that.
Okay.
Anyway, I get to this little lab, right? It's an office. It looks like an office. I walk in. There's an elevator. And like, it's all, everything's brown. I go upstairs. As soon as the doors open, there's a woman half in the bathroom, half out, right? So I'm like, oh, is this the janitor or something, right? Because she's like cleaning this. You know how office spaces have those hallway bathrooms?
Yeah.
She's in the hallway bathroom, kind of in and out of it. I can't really see what she's doing, but half of her body's in, half her body's out. And I'm looking for 107, and I'm like, oh, maybe it's around this corner. She goes, and she's speaking in half English, like, oh, for 107? Yeah, yeah, over here. I'm like, oh, cool, thanks. I go into the little lab. As soon as I walk in, there's this woman watching something on her phone, right? Mm-hmm. Small place, half this room.
Uh-huh.
And she's at this desk, and she's watching her phone standing up, like some like a Bollywood movie. Uh-huh. So I'm panicking already. I'm like, oh, this isn't it. This isn't the place.
Bollywood movie?
Well, no, not the Bollywood. Just like that. I'm like, this isn't what I thought a lab would be. I thought a lab was like sterile. Everyone's like got their white suits on and like gloves always. So she throws a cup in my hand. She goes, go pee in this. I can't pee. I'm trying to pee. I can't pee. Finally, I get enough pee in the thing. I go back. My wife's getting her blood work done.
Wait, you forced out pee?
Yeah, I had to.
How do you do that?
I had to stop thinking. I just had to like tune out and just be like, just focus on peeing right now. It's going to come. And it came. So I bring it back and I'm like sweating. Like, I'm like, dude, this isn't good. I get back. The girl who's taking my wife's blood, they're hiding her behind the door because they know I'm going to pass out if I see the blood. It's the girl from the bathroom. It's a janitor lady. It's taking my wife's blood right now. Okay? That's the woman drawing the blood. The woman at the counter was just like, I guess she's like the lab person who like shakes up the blood and separates the blood and stuff. This one is the one that's like, and anyway, the woman at the counter is like, oh, you baby. She starts calling me baby because I'm sweating and I'm pale because I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in this one room lab. Yeah. I don't want to be getting my blood drawn. I don't know what's about to happen. Anyway, I sit down. I don't look. I'm like this. Right? I can't see it. So I'm like, just do it. Just do it. They do it. I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm fine. And then I just start feeling like,
no.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I have to giggle. And that's how I know I'm going to get, and I said it, dude. I said, my wife leaves, right?
Oh no.
So she has to go pee in her cup, right? Okay. She got her blood work. She's going to go pee in the cup. So I'm sitting there in this chair and it has this arm that's like locked me in, right? Like a roller coaster.
What?
Yeah. So the arm's got me like cross-bodied, right?
Yeah.
The woman's taking my blood out of the vial and she turns around. She goes towards like, there's a microwave. I don't know why.
What?
It's like a kitchen. There's a microwave.
The one with the blood?
Yeah. And then there's the blood thing where they're putting vials of blood and separating the blood. And both women have their back turned. And I'm trying to sit there, and she gave me a cup of water that's like half of my pink. It's like this much water. And I'm sipping on the thing like this, like shaking, like just trying not to pass out. My wife's gone. These two turned around. I'm about to start giggling. And I'm like, it's nothing's funny. Like I'm in my chest. Like I feel my heart fluttering. And I'm like, I said to myself, some voice said, if you giggle, you're going to pass out.
Oh no.
If you giggle right now, you're passing out. And I said, don't you effing laugh right now. Don't laugh. You're not passing out. You're going to fall. No one's going to see you. They're turned around over there with the microwave and she's out there. So I held it together. Wife comes back and she's like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I think I'm going to pass. So finally she's tuned in and everyone's tuned in and we're good. So I survived that. Your boy gets the blood work back. Same night.
Uh-huh.
Results. Mm. Again, I'm like, I'm crushing this shit.
I just want to say, I wish I could see you giggle and pass out.
No, I would. Just it go, might happen one day.
Just dead.
That's what it would look like. I don't know why the giggle happens, but it happens. I knew I would pass out if I giggled.
That's funny.
I think it's like letting go. Yeah, if I like let go
or
of control.
Like something's building. Yeah, yeah. And you have no like any idea of how to like communicate it. You're like, ah.
Exactly. So I get the results back that night. We open them up. I hope my wife's up. She's got her thing. I'm not gonna say. Mine open up. I'm reading them. I'm like, oh, good, 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 good. Iron's good. This good, that good. Sugars are good. I'm like, sugars are good. I'm good. Because I love
you eat
sugar.
Those cookies.
I eat cookies. You see me eat cookies. I can't pass up a cookie. Then the cholesterol comes back.
Mm. There it is.
Your boy got high cholesterol. Oh. And your boy got low good cholesterol. Did you know there's good and bad cholesterol? Yeah. So your boy's got low good, high bad.
So, I feel like I have that too.
So your boy got fat blood.
Yeah.
Your boy's fat blood. So now I gotta. It's not bad.
There's nothing that describes me more. I think fat blood.
I have fat blood. So it's not. It's not like to the point where they're like, you gotta get on medications. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It just elevated. Yeah. So I gotta start working it back. This is the first time I ever was like, I saw a result, and I'm like, oh, this exists in my body at this moment. Like all this work I'm doing and shit, it's getting erased by like the my Sunday cheat meal. You know what I mean? Like I gotta turn it back a bit. Mm. So now I'm egg whites. I'm no egg yolks.
Is it? Hold up.
Yeah, yeah. Go
hold
ahead.
Hold up.
Go ahead. Oh, wait. Dr. Mike has entered the chat.
Let me enter.
Look at this.
Because I've heard. I've heard. Egg. No, I.
Go ahead.
Never mind.
No, say it. No. Say it. Bro science. Go ahead.
That's stupid. I just heard that it's not actually true, but I'm not going to say anything. Mm.
You should say it. You should say it. Why wouldn't you say it?
I remember. It's dumb because you know what it is? Because it's dumb. Because I have zero proof. I have zero like.
This is going to be the clip that everyone starts attacking you on TikTok from. I had mine. This is yours. Say it. Say it, dude.
You know what? No, dude.
Yeah.
You know what? I watched the YouTube video and they did a test between two, a regular person and a control. And they did one with egg whites, one with regular.
Same.
Regular yolks. And it was the same.
Couldn't have been.
And it was.
Well, maybe it could.
And you're wrong.
But here's the thing too. Genetics play a part, right? You might just be genetically disposed to have fat blood.
It's true.
You know?
It's really true, man.
So true. That could play a part. I don't know. But yeah.
Now so, what? So, now I'm dumb. So
no, you're not. No, you're not.
No, what does like bad cholesterol lead to?
I think like heart failure, like heart attack, stroke and
fuck.
Yeah. Bad stuff. It like clogs all your arteries.
I need to get a physical, huh?
Yes.
You know what? No. When I'm 30, I'm going to get one.
See, I don't like that. I don't like that. I should have done it when I was 27.
Yeah. I'm going to do it for my birthday.
You say that. You're not going to do that.
I'm going to do it on my birthday.
Can I be real?
Because I feel like it'd be funny if I go and it's like, it's my birthday.
Yeah. Sorry, doc. Because I haven't seen you in 10 years. Like, it's me. Happy birthday. It's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it did feel good to be like, do you smoke? Do you drink?
Yeah.
Nope, nope, nope. I'm just saying, nope, nope, nope. And then got that blood back.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, too. I'll be real.
I heard that's normal.
It's more normal than I thought. But I just I always thought, not me.
It can't be happening to me.
Not
me. Yeah, that's
that was my mentality.
That's rough, man.
Not me. Now it is me. And now
becomes you.
Now I got to deal with it. So
did that motivate you more?
Dude, I'm an animal right now. But that's this is my fear, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause I know my body. I already shed like 8 pounds in two, 3 days.
Yeah,
and that's not good. Cause your boy's black or white.
Yeah,
there's no gray. So I'm trying to make healthy decisions. But that was what I was doing. I was doing workout, eat clean, enjoy yourself.
A little cookie there, here and there isn't.
That's what I'm hearing. An egg yolk here and there. Cookie here and there.
There's got to be more.
What's the worst cheat meal you have?
Have you looked in? I mean.
What would you do? What would you do? But we're talking damage you're doing.
Your boy bought. For some reason, you know, you walk down the aisle and you say, dude, I haven't had boxed mac and cheese in a while. So you gotta get it.
But okay, quantity. What are we talking?
I just got a box.
See, but you don't eat the box?
Well, I eat the cardboard. No, I'm kidding.
Dad joke.
What do you mean? I eat the box.
How much do you eat at a cheat meal? What do you do? Like when we had the moving thing And then we ate the food at the end.
Yeah.
That was crazy. What I ate.
Yeah.
I ate so much red meat.
Is that crazy?
Red meat's bad, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said we should get... Nah, never mind. I wanted that too.
Pork belly?
Yeah, but is it that bad when you've burned all those calories?
It's still bad, apparently.
Oh, dude, now that's...
For me. Oh, but hey, for me, you might have...
Bro, I don't even know.
You might have skinny blood.
I might be just dying.
I still don't know my blood type. I just realized.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know it.
I think I'm like O or something. I'm like the worst one, I think.
Where you could donate all, but you can't get none?
Yeah, I think.
Or you can get all, but
Or no,
you can't.
I think I have the best one, I think.
That's very different from what you said before.
I got to stop talking because I say too many things. No, I got to stop doing that.
This is a podcast.
I have to stop talking and I like just say things that are not true.
You mean lie?
Yeah.
That's another way of saying you're lying. Right.
I have to stop lying.
Saying things that aren't true. Right. So you have to stop lying. Just say that. Whoops. You said the other thing, but what you were trying to say even there, you were lying through a lie. All right.
And that's me.
So that's where I'm at, dude.
Yeah.
So now, but I'm afraid to lose all this weight and be a green bean, a string bean.
Well, the problem is if... You don't want to lift weights.
I don't want to lift weights. I like to be lean. I like to box. I like to run. I want to be active, but I don't want to be a toothpick. And I lift still. I lift my body weight. I do my crunch
stuff. That's good.
I use medicine ball workouts.
Calisthenics. That's all you need.
No, I do all that.
That's all you need.
I do all that.
Yeah, so you're good.
But you already saying, uh-oh.
No, I was joking.
In a week.
I'm joking.
I'm nervous about it, bro.
But you might have to push some... The weight a little more.
But I don't want to be
just the body weight. No, just the body weight.
Body weight stuff's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, but you got to like push it a little harder.
I bench. I do a little bit of...
Benching is the worst thing because it's just vanity. It's vanity.
What? How?
Benching. It's just like a vanity exercise.
It's for your chest.
Yeah, but it's just a vanity thing. It's not like actually building like your strength.
No, but it's to build your chest.
Yeah, your chest. But like there's like vanity muscles and muscles that actually like
are strong.
Help you to like lift.
Your chest doesn't do nothing?
I mean, how many... You're lifting a car, dude? Like, I don't know what you're doing.
I get it.
You know? There's like certain muscles that are actually like...
Shoulders, like it's whatever. Yeah.
Push-ups are good because it's like a full body thing. You know what I mean?
I do
like
those.
Core and all that.
I do those.
That's good. Benching is like a specific... Like, you're just getting your fucking tight chest, you know? Like, incline is like good. Like, I don't know. It's like things that are...
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
You know?
But so I'm gonna adjust. I'm gonna make a little adjustment. Yeah. Try to do more bodyweight stuff because I don't want to. I want to lose a little weight. Yeah. I don't want to lose.
No, it's good.
I want to lose. I don't want to have fat blood.
Yeah.
I want to have skinny
lose the fat blood.
Yeah. I don't want to die early.
You know what you gotta think about? It's like how good must it feel to not have fat blood?
That's
probably gonna feel so good.
That's gonna. But now I'm thinking. This is the test I've done. I'm like, can I get blood work in 2 months and then see like if I go crazy right
Ooh.
Now? Can I see how quick I could shift?
Could be.
You know, like a test.
Yeah, just don't burn yourself out, man. That's the worst part.
That's how my mind's wired, Mike.
That's I know. Black me, and white me too. Shit. Me too.
I want to like.
I'm finally at like
healthy.
A good thing.
Yeah. Well, like, you can do it every week.
And you know what my thing is too? I think it's you can't rush in the gym. My thing, I think before was like I gotta do as much as I can.
You try
the shortest amount
it.
Of time. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like I don't stretch. I don't fucking warm up. I don't do all this stuff. I don't like. Do it the right way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cutting corners everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like now, like, dude, I spend 2 hours in the gym every day. You know what I mean? Like just from like, you know, I walk to warm up. I do a little skip and then a little, like a 1 minute run right before I warm up. And then I go stretch for like 5 minutes. And then I go do my, whatever I do today.
Yeah.
And then I do an hour on a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel great.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't feel like I'm like, can't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like hurting myself like doing things.
Yeah.
And not going super crazy weights.
Right.
The thing I learned most too about I always bring it up. It's like the with running too is like the run how you feel. Do things how you feel.
Yes.
Don't push it when you know it's hurting and you're gonna fuck yourself up or you're not gonna come back. Do it how you feel. Even if you're doing like less weight than you think you can. This dude came up to me and like we were switching in on incline bench and he's like, can I go with you, dude? I'm like, yeah, sure. And like, I'm doing what I normally, I'm doing my chill shit. You know what I mean? And he's like, dude, you got more in you, bro. I'm like, I said, no, I don't. I said, hey, I can't lift anything now. And then he looked at me like, what? You know what I mean? Like, I was like,
what did he look like? What was it? Describe him.
He's like in a tank top. And he's like this big, lanky dude. And like, he's got like,
more in you.
Doesn't
bro.
Have that much muscle.
He was trying to motivate you.
Yeah.
But you don't, you didn't want that.
I literally can't lift it. I'm going like this. Like, dude, I don't have more in me. Like, shut up.
Go back to the squat rack. I'm using this, dude, and I'm going to do it at my pace.
And look, I'm letting you help go pop in with me.
So what's wrong with being...
Shut up. Hey, if I'm letting you get in, shut up. But do I sound like an asshole?
No.
Because it wasn't that's like it wasn't realist. Like him being like, you got this, dude. He wasn't like that.
Oh.
Like after I was done like doing my last like failure rep.
He was mocking you then.
He said, you got more in you, bro. I was like, shut the fuck up. Get out of here. Dude, like I don't need your thing.
Yeah.
I don't need to be like you. Like just let me do my thing.
Yes.
You know?
That's I don't think you should be talking to anybody at the gym.
No.
Right?
I don't.
No, just you let them do their thing. Ugh. You do your thing. That's it.
Dude, there's people that just sit there and talk all day.
I know. I don't want to talk bad about people, but like that gets me going.
Dude, I'm sorry. The gym is the worst place. If you like look at the dudes there, dude, it sucks. Dude, smell. Fucking ripping ass. Fucking sweating all over things. Not leaving all the weights everywhere. Dude, we're animals. These people are animals.
Oh, bro. Okay.
It's crazy.
Let me try to...
And you walk into the gym and it's like muggy.
It's always like, muggy in there. I think you go to a bad gym. Well, my gym's kind of muggy too.
I don't want
to
pay more than $10 for a gym.
No.
Sorry.
And that's a solid price, man. I pay more than
once
that.
Once you want to start going to the gym, I'll get like a better thing. We could black card, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to go.
I do. But
I think it'd be good for you to do like good... Like building exercises. Because there's a difference between like there's exercises that people do just to like the main core things, you know what I mean? It's like you're just gonna look better. But like if you just do calisthenics, you get a crazy like toned, ripped body. Not like huge. You know what I mean?
That's
like
what I'm
like
fine
a brick
with
wall.
I'm fine with that.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe calisthenics is your way. That's just like body weight stuff.
But the boxing like, stuff like that, I thought that takes care of that.
I think it does.
You've done it.
Yeah. No, but it does certain things. It doesn't work your whole body out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Certain muscles, I think.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
But I'm very strong in other
forearms.
That's what
dude,
I feel.
That's the shit.
But it's weird. Because then your forearms are, I feel
no, but
like.
Some
bricks.
Boxers look like they have like the boxing body.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting.
I got like a 1950s boxer body. Right now.
You're gonna gotta go like this.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
Dude. Mm. Well, I didn't want to cut you off if you were going somewhere, but I have somewhere I wanted to go. Okay. What do you think?
It's amazing.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers, man.
So I went to church this week. So it's Davey's church talk. You don't like it, turn it off.
I'm sorry. I cursed.
Well, you did. And I was talking about church.
Let's run it back.
So edit that out. Went to church. You know, every time I've been going... We're walking the book of John right now. We're walking down that path. I'm hand in hand right now with Jesus, just walking that path, seeing how he's like acquiring his followers, right? And first of all, I know who I want to play in a film.
Ooh.
John the Baptist. Done.
Are you about like, okay, I'm sorry, keep going.
What were you about to say?
I was going to, I could, after, I'll ask the question after.
Hold it then.
Yeah, hold it.
Okay. Pastor says in the middle of the sermon, so you're all here for something, right? You do things every day. You do little actions that are leading you on a path because you want something. Now it could be you want to make this amount of money this year. So every action you do is towards that want, that really deep desire. You're seeking healing. So let's say... You get the fat blood result. Now you're like, oh, I'm going to do this, this, and this. I'm going to cut out the egg yolks. I'm going to work out this many times a week. I'm going to do calisthenics, and I'm going to just pace myself diet-wise and drop that so I get a healthy, skinny blood, not fat. You know, everyone has a thing that they're it's in their belly and they're doing every, they're living out every action, even if it looks like it or not, to get to this goal, every human being on the planet. And it's like, why are, what is your thing? What is your desire? Like, what do you, why do you do all the things you do to add up to what? Like, what are you looking for right now? What are you seeking? I wanted to bring that to this table. What are we seeking? Like, the simple answers will be like, oh, I'm seeking to be happy in life. Right. Why? Why? And let's ask why enough times to get boiled down to like exactly why we do what we do every single day. The real answers. If we want, if we want to say them, we don't have to say them. But I just found that really interesting. He said, you might be here today because you're seeking spiritual healing, right? You feel empty. You feel like you've lost a part of yourself or you've lost who you are. And you think spirituality is going to give you that healing that you're missing. So that's why you woke up early. You missed the hour of sleep. You showed up today and you're here in the seat. I was like, cool. That's good to know. I wasn't thinking about life that way. But yes, everyone has something that they're seeking desperately. And every action, whether you know it or not, is towards that thing you're seeking.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What's like your, have you thought about like your...
I've been thinking more about it. Yeah.
The way, the questions, I guess.
I've been thinking about it more.
You boiled anything down?
I mean, I'm. That's what I wanted to work on today with you.
Let's talk about it.
Let's work. Let's work. Let's do a little work. Let's journal a little, huh?
Okay. I like it.
So if I reflect on all my actions, right, I started going to church again.
Why'd you start?
Exactly. Why did I start again? I think the answer lies in a similar place of spiritual healing. I'm looking for something because I did the of the world seeking to be healed, seeking to understand myself more, seeking to I wanted to feel grounded and as if I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. I think that's, see, I got chills thinking about that. I want to feel like I am exactly where I'm supposed to be in all moments of the day. I'm not supposed to be where you're sitting. I'm not supposed to be the people next door. I'm not supposed to be where I was 6 months ago or 5 years ago. And I should have done this or that or this and ended up in a different place. Where I am today is where I'm supposed to be. So if that's what I'm seeking every day, and I don't know if this is the answer, but it's like this speaks to me. That's why I went to church. That's why, because that gives me, when I leave that place, I have something that I didn't have before, which is like gratitude, immense gratitude. The weight of all decision that I have to make, every single decision to like, for my life to be fulfilled, and for my identity to be like recognized, is gone because it's not on me anymore. I'm reminded that every time I go. It's like, it's not, I'm not in charge of this. I am a steward of something greater. So I will be put like a piece on a chessboard exactly where I'm supposed to be. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what spirituality speaks to me most. It's like, I'm not perfect. I know that when I wake up every day. I know I don't have perfect thoughts. I know I do wrong things once in a while. I know if I'm at the wheel all the time, I'm going to crash the car.
So, but I think from the beginning question you had is like, you were searching for spiritual healing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So was that like the realization you had? Is that like for you to be like okay with things here?
Yeah.
Right? Like presently?
Yes.
You have to like, you realize that it's not about kind of like you?
Or? Yes. That's the oxymoron I think I'm finding. But I'm baby in this though. But that's what I'm starting to find.
Because then I ask is like, then what is the, I guess you can ask then again, like what is your thing, right? Like what are you trying to find?
I think when I say that, I
mean. Or are you like solved after that?
I don't think I'm solved. I think I'm closer to the answer.
That's tough,
I think I'm after this. That's what I'm after. But then here's the thing. I do the opposite. So like I work out like crazy. I box and this and that and I do these things and like, is that for the letting go? Maybe partially. Yeah, because I mean, mm. But this is the thing. It's like, it's more, I'm too complex. I think with that
first question you had is like the, for you, how can you be like okay with this moment and like presently, like every moment?
Yeah.
Is like, for me, I think it's, you can't, because every moment's changing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And like, you can only be as ready as you can be for anything, right? So I think maybe like you, like spirituality gives you like more of a preparation for these moments and like the changing that happens in life.
Right.
You know, and being able to take every single moment and be able to come at it like as true, like as close to Dave as you can be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if that helps you, then that's great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm trying to get at. Does that make sense?
No, that helps. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That like makes my mind, I mean, it might not be, you know, if you got to think about it, you know, think about it.
Processing.
If that like works with you.
Where does it take you?
For me, it makes me think of like, yeah, like every moment, like I can think that I'm so ready for like a big day or something, you know, but like tomorrow's going to come and then a new thing's going to happen, a new problem and a new whatever. And like the only thing that can prepare me is kind of, you know, yourself in a way.
But who are you?
I'm Mike.
But what does that mean?
I am.
Who is Mike?
I don't know, a person.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm a person. I don't know, 27, like, yeah,
your
like
age,
I'm everything that
it's
I
a
do.
Bunch of things.
Yeah. I'm everything that I do and everything that I think or, but I think it's, you can't be, I think, like a stagnant thing.
Right.
Right. Cause like time's always changing and you know, like
it's a good point.
You can't be stagnant.
Right.
There's no stagnation.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah, new things feel good, right? They're uncomfortable and then they feel good because you're doing a new thing, you're learning a new thing, you're growing, you're changing, there's growth happening. You're not supposed to just stay still.
Yeah.
Life
isn't
about
this. You can't.
You can't, right? Life is
all
changing.
You literally can't.
You literally can't.
Yeah.
You fight against it and you lose every time.
The thing you start losing once you think that that you're one thing.
And you got it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing is like,
the thing that messes up everyone is like, you people say you forget who you are or like, you know what I mean? But it's like, you kind of don't because maybe you do kind of forget who you are because like all this time passed and you weren't like maybe thinking about
checking in.
Yeah. Like checking in 100%. Checking in on how are things doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
And you changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's so many like times I always think about like the best time. You know, when I'm in a dark place, I think about the good time, right?
Right, right.
But it's like, that was way back then.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
Like this feeling I had that made me feel good. It's like, that only happened back then.
Right.
You could feel it again, maybe.
Yeah.
If you go forward and
do
something to make it there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know, bro. So it's a difficult question to answer. It's like, what are you after? You can... I don't know. It's a few things. But I'm trying to boil it down to like one specific thing and it's hard to nail it in.
I just don't think you can.
Yeah, maybe not.
Because that's
maybe
making it a stagnant thing. And it's not going to be that.
So the target's always shifting.
Yeah,
like
it's
the thing
moving.
I'm after is always moving. Yeah. Right, right, right.
Like literally just time,
moment to moment.
Second passing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Made up seconds passing.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's just, and I think this is why it's like, there's just like philosophies and religion and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
That's interesting. I think exactly.
It's to make sense.
It's the grasp.
It's grasping. But grasping is putting it here and letting it sit here
looking at
it. But we're still changing and we're changing and we're still looking at this thing.
Right, 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 right.
You know?
Right.
So that's where it always messes me up.
It screws you up.
It messes me up because I'm like, I'm always changing, dude.
But you know what he said? You know what he said in the sermon? He goes, if you're not challenged by what you're reading, you're probably not reading it right.
Mm.
And I was like, dude, that's why I struggle. I walk into the place, I hear some things, I agree with a lot of it. That, I can't get behind.
Mm.
I'm like, damn, I'm not a Christian. I'm not religious.
Yeah.
I don't have faith. And he's saying the opposite now. He's like, no. If you're a human being, you're going to struggle with this.
Mm.
You're not going to agree with all of it. It's just not going to happen. You're going to have points of resentment for this thing.
Yeah.
And I do. When saying the target shift is really interesting to me because, yeah, I walk in the door and I have this goal and I'm receiving it. And then I leave the door and I have this new thing I'm thinking about and I'm chasing now. And I leave and I'm like, oh, I want to write about this. I want to share this. Why do I want to share this? Mm. Why do I want to share this? Mm. Now we're getting closer to Davey's thing, I think.
Yeah.
But it's moving, right? But we're chasing this rabbit. I think it's getting closer to like, I want to feel like I am of service. I want to leave a light with my life.
Yeah.
So if I'm not able to process myself and feel good about where I am, I'm not going to write. I'm not going to want to do work. I'm not going to want to help anyone else with their thing. I'm not going to want to share. I'm not going to embrace like the good parts about me and feel good. And, you know, I'm going to feel like dead. I'm going to feel stuck. I'm going to feel like I don't want to check in. And then 5 years go by and then no work is done. And then the light I could have left is shrunken and shrunken. And then I'm dead. That's what I'm after. But I could be wrong, but this is how I feel right now.
I think this like works so good.
This is how I feel. This is why I'm here today with you.
Yeah.
That's what this was and is.
Yeah.
That was the inception of this thing.
Yeah.
And that's what it is for me. And that I could sign my name to that contract. But if I'm not in a good, if I'm not doing, taking care of myself physically, boxing and other things, and my blood work, and if I'm not in church and spiritually feeling sound and connected and a steward of something greater than myself, that aligns with my purpose. Mm. If it didn't align with my purpose, I wouldn't go to church. Mm. Probably, you know, but it does. If I, whatever, I could go on. That's more in line with who I am. That's more in line with why I do what I do daily and why I don't do what I do daily too. Mm.
I want to try something weird.
Do it.
Let's close our eyes.
Oh, God.
And dude, we are just fucking molecules, dude, right? Like atoms, like one next to each other forms like a grain of rice. Right? If a bunch of things together make a finger, a human, right? A thing that works.
Right.
Right? And then I think like, dude, think of like just an atom and like you're moving for, like in, imagine space, you're like going through space.
Right.
Right? And there's like all these stars going past you, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're all, it's like you're heading somewhere, right?
Uh-huh.
Now maybe that's heaven, you know, the destination, right?
Right.
Maybe it's heaven. You know, what's your destination? Like, where are you getting to, right?
Uh-huh.
And all these things passing you, like we're always moving forward, right?
Yeah.
Like towards this destination, right?
Uh-huh.
And all these things passing us, like I think it's perfect for what you said. It's like you're leaving behind, like someone left a light for us that we grabbed and looked at and like it helped us like keep going. You know what I mean? And like we're grabbing all these little lights and like, dude, it makes sense to like pass on something.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Like drop a light off. So like someone like 500 light years back behind me is like going to see my light and maybe like feel something and like move forward a little bit. Whew. You know, like that feels good.
That feels good.
That feels good to me. You know, like on the journey.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Because that's how I feel like what I do. Like when I watch a good movie, when I watch Perfect Days for the second time, I saw that light twice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What did it do for you?
Amazing things.
Yeah.
Made me feel amazing.
Yeah.
And made me want to keep going.
Made you smile in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made me want to keep going.
See, there's something to that, Mike. You're right.
Yeah.
Well said, bro. Thanks for taking me on that journey. That's exactly what it is. It's like leaving that for someone else to like take a step.
I think that's honestly like all we can do.
That's all we can do. That's all we can hope
like,
to do.
Obviously, you know, things, whatever. Everything really, like the material and all the stuff doesn't matter. But like what really is like, I don't know, day to day, like. It's living is moving on and going, you know, and doing things and things happening and time passing until you die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, how do you keep that going in like a, like the best, like you want to be happy. How do you keep a happy, positive, like healthy, beautiful life?
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
It's like giving ways to like dropping thing, like little, I don't know, pieces of art or whatever that like helps people.
Yeah.
You know, that makes sense to me.
It does, man. You just made me think of, this is weird, but you made me think of Dustin Poirier, the fighter.
Really?
Yeah. He said this thing, this interview this past week he fought. Yeah. He had this crazy knockout, and it was like he fought this young, like up and comer who is like supposed to be the next in line for the title. Mm. Like he's on his way. And Dustin was supposed to lose. Like he was not the favorite. Mm. Dustin knocked him out. Knocked this dude out clean too. Like really? Very clean.
I didn't watch.
It was a left hook and it was beautiful. And dude's on fire after the interview, right? Like he's having the interview after the fight, post fight. And they're asking him, like, you know, did you ever think like, or it was before the fight, but they were asking him, do you ever think like, you're 35. Mm. So your fight career is coming to an end. It's death for a fighter, right? Like you have a good, if you're the best in the world, like 15-year window. And that's like if you're a healthy, like train hard, eat right, do the right thing all the time and win. Mm. And it all goes your way. And he's at the end of it. He's at his fight life's demise. Like it's the back end and he just won. But he was asking him like, what do you feel at 35? You know, what are you thinking about retiring? He's like, and he said, I know this is coming to an end. I know that I can't do this forever. And he said, I know that every time I step in the octagon with another man like that in a fight, I know I'm going to leave a piece of myself that I can't get back. And it made me think about why I find fighting beautiful, I think, because the respect you have to have for a person who gets in the, you know, think of what you want to fight. Like, but right, it's violence and you don't have to like it, but it is part of life. You can say there's no violence in life, but look at nature. There's violence everywhere. A man who's walks into that squared circle, right? And he's like, it's me and against him. And we're going to see who's the better man. He's sacrificing a piece of himself for the enjoyment of others, right? You can say that's entertainment, that's Coliseum stuff, whatever. Mm. But we respect it because he's leaving a piece of himself, his life he can't get back. And we say, we can't, like, look at the, but this is what you aspire to as a human, to be someone who leaves something for others, right? Who sacrifices. It's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Vito was right. He does the same thing.
Yeah.
Every fight could be death, and he's leaving a piece of himself every time. And he's risking it all. Mm. For us,
yeah.
So,
dude, it's beautiful. It really is. Because it's there's things that people don't see. That is like things that are being left. You know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. It's just like
the amount of training that goes
in. Yeah, man. It's like we were talking about. It's like people don't know. You know what I mean? And like if you learn a little bit, dude. That's what I'm saying. Is like if you go out and learn a little bit, dude. Like you can. You can keep going on in life.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of hope, a lot of like beauty in the world.
You can be inspired by
others. Yeah, man. To keep going and do something, leave something behind yourself.
Yes.
You know, that's what the Dustin story makes me feel.
That's right.
You know? Dang, man.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
thanks for bringing that. I didn't know. I wanted to watch.
It was a good card. It was a good card.
I heard.
Yeah, it was a good card. But,
dang.
Yeah, it just that made me think of that. But then also it made me think of like, off of what we're saying now, in the middle of the week, I was struck with like, I don't know. I wanted a voice like, because I think as I was feeling this way months ago and I didn't address it on the podcast. I didn't talk about it to anyone really. Like, didn't talk about it to a therapist. I didn't talk about it to anyone, but I just wasn't feeling like sharing myself. I was like, I'm going to just preserve myself. I'm in preservation mode, right?
Yeah.
In some ways, right? With my writing, with, I just didn't feel like I was worth inspiring others. So I was like, I'm not going to try to do that. I'm not aligned. I don't feel like, I feel like I'd be giving a false service. So I'm not going to even serve. I'm going to just preserve.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's a season of life, right? And I was in a season of life. And then I was hit with it because I'm in this other season of life now. I want to be of service. Mm. And I'm writing at 2 a.m. I'm writing. And I'm like, dude, I want someone to hear this because I just have a feeling like one could be helped or maybe 20 years from now or 30 or whatever, but I'd rather share it than hold it in. So I'm sharing more. And then I'm saying, oh, you got to say this. Like you got to share this. Like there's something that is in every person that needs to be shared. That's the light that we're carrying. Mm. So make sure you put words to that. Like not me, you, right? Like you deserve to say the thing that you're holding on to or express the thing or to get in the ring or to whatever it is, build the car, whatever.
Yes.
This story about a car, it was on TikTok. Adam sent me this. a girl in Montana, she put her camera up. She starts telling a story about this car. She's sitting on this old, beautiful, like, I don't know, what, a Pontiac or something, right? It's old, beautiful car. It's all redone. It's gorgeous. Mm. Taken care of, you could tell. She's telling the story of how this car passed from this, her grandfather inherited the car from the dude that he worked with. And then this woman came into the gas station that her family owned and the grandfather owned. And the woman had a baby in the car and her car had just broken down. She's like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. She's crying. The husband just died. So the grandfather, her grandfather, this girl in the car's grandfather, who's gone now, gave her the car, that woman, Whoa. To take with the baby and go and do what she's got to get your groceries and all that stuff. She's using the car. Grandfather's not even thinking about the car. Car comes back, right? Mm. Has to go somewhere else. Comes back. It's touched like 4 or 5 lives. And now this young girl is sitting on the car telling us the story of the car and the kindness shared between this car.
Wow.
And how much the car means. And I was like, dude, she shared that story. A24 catches that story. Now that's a feature film in development.
No.
Off of that TikTok, that little story.
No way.
Yes.
Whoa.
Now, it doesn't mean that A24 placed value on the story, therefore it's valuable.
Yeah.
Everyone's story is valuable.
Yes.
There's a story that we all have that's valuable. And I think that that's what I'm called to say, is that your story is valuable. You can pretend it's not.
Yeah.
You can look at other people and say, ah, oh, their thing is more important. Or that car story is amazing. Or this and that. Your story is important. Yeah. Your story needs to be heard by somebody who you've never met and you'll never meet, because they need to hear it, because it's going to push them to tell their story. And to keep going, to take that other 2 steps, to smile in the car, right? To be nicer to their grandma or whatever. Yeah. That's why it's important we share.
Mm.
And I forget that sometimes. So I'm going to keep sharing, you know?
Yes.
Whether it's people laugh, people say I'm stupid, people say I can't do it, whatever. I'm going to keep doing it. And I'm going to keep doing it. And then when I don't want to do it, I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because that's service. That's not for me. That's for them. And maybe that's egomaniacal. Now I'm like reflecting. I'm like,
it's,
man, I'm an egomaniac.
It's not, dude.
But I'm trying to leave something.
Yeah. The only, I don't think you should doubt that, dude, at all.
Yeah.
There's no reason to. There's no, because, dude, it's funny because a lot of the way that, I guess, stories are told now is like, it's this very easy way.
Yeah.
And that creates people that just, they'll see it for 2 seconds, say like, oh, this is stupid. Or they see like anything. It's just such a judgmental world,
right?
You know, in the virtual space.
Yeah.
That like nothing really matters out there in like online, like whatever people are talking. No one means that. If you go to someone in person, you say, hey, dude, what's really wrong about that thing?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to bring the same energy. You know what I mean?
Nope.
It's a made up world, you know? Because it doesn't matter. It's not real world.
Yeah.
So you could do whatever. You're just a blip in the matrix. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, dude, I think, like you said, that's a perfect example. Just from sharing, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
The lights pass down and that inspires something else.
Yeah.
And we're all doing that to each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's an ecosystem.
Right.
Of human.
Right. Yeah. And I think we have the power to do one or the other.
Yeah.
And so you have the choice in all your actions to do one or the other.
Definitely.
Yeah,
and that brings hope to like someone that thinks like, you know, if people are just like working a dead end job and like think they have nothing to offer and they just have like a simple life,
right?
Dude, the simplest of lives has like it all matters.
It all matters.
You know? That's what I try to bring here is like I really think like every like walking, we talked about it before, like walking by a building and seeing like, dude, these brick is put on brick. With a glue, and it's made this beautiful thing. And there's people in a library of books that all these people wrote from centuries ago.
Yes.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what's cool? I'm at the shop just before I'm getting, I don't even know what it front, I don't even know what it's called. front and rear something. But they're draining shit out of the front and the rear of the car.
Yeah.
They're unscrewing something and draining it and then make sure there's no metal shavings from the engine to get back into the transmission to ruin it. The guy next it's a drive-in. So I drive in to the shop. I'm literally sitting in the car with the window down. The guy's like talking to me and he's like, oh yeah, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, you want to see how the, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm just trying to like, I'm waiting. I'm like, I got to get to the podcast. Yeah. I'm thinking about my lawn, all this stuff. And I'm on my phone, and the guy next to me that's handling all this stuff is like, oh, this is pretty cool. And he's been nice the whole time. And I'm like, not really, I wasn't really paying attention. I was like trying to kind of dismiss it.
Yeah.
And he said, what? He's sitting on the ground next to my car. He's like, this is pretty cool. And underneath the car, you know how it's open. So they could get under the car and work. So there's a basement.
Yeah.
So he's looking at the dude in the basement. He's like, dude, I've never seen this before. Like, yeah, like your oil was dirty. And now like, look how it's coming out clear. He's like, you want to see? You want to see? And I'm like, what? He's like, you want to see? This is really cool. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, you got to get out of the car. And I'm like, oh yeah. I jump out of the car and he's like, oh, you got to get lower than that, bro. So we're sitting on the ground, like looking down into this little cavern under my Jeep.
Yeah.
This dude's working under the car. And now I'm talking to this dude under the car that I didn't know even know was under my car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's showing me how clear the fluid is that's going back into the car and what it looked like coming out of the car and it was all dirty and gross. I'm like, this is sick. Like, I never shit's always changing. Yeah. I never thought I was going to, I heard a grind. I showed up here. Now I'm getting this weird interaction with these two dudes I never met before. And all to say, like, I was dismissive. And then, like, now I'm learning something cool and I'm meeting two, you know, really nice guys, mechanics that are very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting on the ground with them like kids. It was just awesome.
Yeah.
A cool little life interaction that I would have missed
just from like an interest in. Not even, you didn't have to be interested.
But he
just
showed
like,
interest.
Just be like, hey, yeah, sure. What is it?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like,
but he showed interest is the point.
Yeah.
He was excited to show me.
There's a lot of people that, you know, go through like jobs and all this stuff, like hating it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. And I could tell there's another guy there doing that.
Yeah,
and
he was just like pissed. Like,
same spiel. Shit, he wasn't even pissed. He would just, this is the spiel I'm going to say for everybody, and I'm just going to clock out and be done with this. And that's cool, and I understand that too, and I've been there too.
Yeah, but even, and you know what, even for stuff like that, it's like, I love when I walk into like the mechanic I go to, and like the dude is just this old Russian guy, and he's like, I barely understand him, and he's just like, okay, keys. You know what I mean? And I'm like, this is dope.
This is awesome.
I love it. You know what I mean?
You're in a healthy place, then.
I like, it's just like, people are living their life.
That's right.
Their world.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. That's right.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a funny thing I had today. We're kind of at the end, I think.
Yeah, hour?
Right, an hour.
Okay.
A cool thing I had today was I called my dad during work because I had to like replace like some electrical box panels.
Yeah.
Right. And I called him because I'm like, oh, I'm like, I had a question about like the screws, which is so cool that I could call my dad about like work, like I need help or something.
He knows.
Just call him, like, all right, he's up, like, well, why not? So I get to have a conversation with my dad, and then like I call him, and you know, he helps me out, blah blah blah, and I'm like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm doing like the electric on the house.
He knows everything,
dude. We're both doing electric across the world. I'm at the job that he was at doing the similar thing, and I'm like, dude, this is just like, I used to hate the idea of being my dad.
Wow.
I used to hate it. I was like, I don't want to be like, I want to do my own thing. But I'm like, dude, this is awesome. I love it.
Wow.
I think it's awesome. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
You know? Like, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to say that out loud.
I love
that. To accept it.
I love that you said that.
You know? It's not a bad thing.
That's beautiful, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's not a bad. Why is it a bad? Why would it be a bad thing?
It's like, dude, I learned everything from him. You it's like, and I'm doing it.
Utility work, like you can make electricity happen in places where it wasn't before.
Yeah.
You can do that with your hands.
Yeah, dude.
And tools. That's amazing. That's amazing. You when I walked in that shop with you on the day we were together, and you were like, oh, this is where my dad had all this stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is my dad's helmet. Oh my God, his license is here, and this and that. Yeah. I felt like I was in a museum.
Yeah.
I really did. I felt like I was in like a Nowicki family museum.
Yeah,
dude. Like your dad and you, and like seeing you step up into that role now where you've got the helmet on your head and like you've got the license. You're like, dude, that was wild. I saw it all in like a second. I was like, oh, your dad, you're climbing over this stuff and getting this.
I love that there's places like that.
Yeah.
Because there's a place like that for everyone.
Yes, there is, dude. There is. It was just really, it shocked me. It moved me.
Yeah.
It moved me to see like you in that space. And like, I could still see your dad in that space with you.
Yeah.
Like, doing stuff with you.
Yeah.
It was really cool to visit. It was really cool to visit.
Mm.
Shout out Greg Nowicki, man.
Shout out dad.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you,
and
dad.
And mom, shout out.
Shout out mom.
Gotta shout out. Dude, you can't shout out one.
Shout out mom and dad too.
You can't shout out one, dude. Come on.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, that was a great time.
Again.
Doesn't it feel like I'm alive?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Yeah, dude.
You're more present. You're more
it's
alive.
It's funny, like, when I know. Like, when you said, like, you weren't, like, wanting to share and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel good, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm happy.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I'm happy so you're check on this, in, guys. In this space. Check in.
Yeah, check in, dude.
Get a checkup.
Get a checkup.
Get the physicals.
Oh.
See if you got fat blood. I'm not saying you do.
I definitely got fat blood, dude.
No, you may not. You may be good.
I'm not sure if you might be moving at like a snail's pace.
You're young. You're young. We're all going to die someday, so do it now. So You Are Here podcast, episode 268. If you are interested, if you are excited about this new job opportunity you have and you don't know how to do it, you're worried about this next interview, don't know what you're going to do.
Get ready.
We got Jim O'Hagan at OhaganCareerCoaching.com. Guys, are you scared? Do you need a coach to help you get this big job? It's a big opportunity. It could change your life, but you don't know what to say. You don't know the questions that are about to, you don't know how to field the questions. You don't have answers. Wouldn't you want a game plan just to feel like more secure on that day, dude? OhaganCareerCoaching.com. He's going to get you right. He's going to set you up beautifully for the big game. Hit him up. OhaganCareerCoaching.com. AnytimeActorsLab.com. You don't know how to act. You want to learn how to act. Hit up my boy Adam Ladder. He's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Online coaching right now, one-on-one. Also, there's a community space you could join on. All kinds of tips of the trade. Questions being answered constantly, 24/7. Hit him up, AnytimeActorsLab.com. Check out his TikTok and Patreon.com/YouAreHerePodcast.
If you want to support us.
Come on.
I mean, it's the best way to do it. And we got behind-the-scenes footage. It's super fun and quirky. Oh, my goodness. You're going to love it.
Oh, my goodness.
Patreon.com/YouAreHerePodcast. Dude, I love you guys. My name is Mike, and I'm signing out.
My name is Dave, and I love you all. Please be kind to yourself. Please be kind to one another. Boom.